We resume our study this morning of Ephesians. Last time we looked at Ephesians chapter 3 verses 1 through 13, and we talked about what it means to be adopted into Christ. All along we have been seeing the amazing power of Christ at work in our lives. We were dead in our transgressions and sins. We've been made alive. Ephesians chapter 3 tells us now we can boldly approach the throne of God, and we can do it with confidence and with freedom. And so Paul begins in verse 14, "For this reason I kneel before the Father." Now, I'm not going to go any further than that in today's lesson. We'll come back and look at the rest of the text. But because we have been grafted in, because we have been made dear children in Christ, we have access to the throne of God. We can go to our Father anytime that we like. We can go with the Holy Spirit. We can go with the seal of Christ. And we can kneel at our Father's feet, and we can speak to Him. We can talk to Him with freedom and with confidence. Now, sometimes we may misspeak. Sometimes we may say things that we wish we hadn't. I have been struggling this morning with trying to get my spot recorded, and I've made mistake after mistake after mistake. The beauty is that I can always go back and delete those, and they're gone. Well, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we can go recognize our sin. We can come to grips with it and confess it, recognize it, realize it, embrace it. And yet God removes it completely. He hits the delete button and it's gone. And because we are part of the family of God, because our mistakes are not counted against us, we can come and kneel before the Father and pray. Do you make use of the time you have, the availability of the throne room of God? Not only to speak to God, not only to put your request before Him, not only to give Him thanks and praise, but also to hear from Him, to know what He would say to you, to execute a plan for you. We have instance after instance in the Bible where Israel is going into battle, or a king is getting ready to lead the people, and God gives them a plan. Often, I find myself asking God, give me a plan for today, or I'm getting ready to engage in some type of exercise, study, and I say, Father, just give me a plan. Next week, I will be traveling to Kenya, and I have been listening to God for a plan for my part in that trip, for the teachings that I have to deliver. As well, each week on Monday, I sit down and I do a day timer. I fill out my objectives for the week. I put in my scheduled appointments, and I pray over it, and I ask God for a plan as I go into the week. I ask God for a plan as I go into my day. At the end of my day, I ask God to show me what I need to improve on. We have our post-mortem, or we have our debriefing together. During the day, because I can boldly approach His throne, I'm praying about everything that crosses my mind that I feel is something I need to share with my Father, whether it's a struggle I have in sin, whether it's a fear I have, whether it's a need I have, or whether it's simply that I heard that someone out there is injured or hurt or frightened or scared. This week, we had two young men who were sick, and I had heard about them. They were 6 years old, having open heart surgery, and another young man with a fever named Charles. And I was able to lift them up immediately in prayer. I was able to kneel before my Father boldly and ask for these things. We have this access. Let's use it. This week, really focus on spending time kneeling before the Father, both speaking and listening. Have a great week.